and put the watermelons in the creek to get cold. Mm. And then we would always take a cord string, I never heard of that before, and since either, and cut that watermelon in two, and he and I would sit on the creek and eat the watermelon. What others were cold, he'd take to the house. That was in 1899.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I was 6 years old. The reason I remember it, my brother died that year. That's the reason I remember it so well. And
That's an old trick to cut a watermelon with a cord string.
And then he would always have a pit dug filled with pine straw, and I'd help him put the sweet potatoes down in that to keep from freezing. And he'd also go to the garden and get those great big turnips and put down there. They keep too, and cover it up and put boards over it. And the potatoes would last all the year that way.
I told him about bunking the potatoes.
And that was in 1899 when that happened. And that's quite a few years ago.
Okay, quite a few.
Yeah. Bear grass, you know, was what they tied the meat with in the smokehouse.
Hmm. I don't think I've ever seen any bear grass.
Smoked that meat.
Yeah,
well, bear grass is a blade that grows up like a old-time palm tree, and you cut the leaves off, and they're real strong, and tie the meat up with it, and tie it in the smokehouse, and keep that little fire right in the middle of the smokehouse made out of hickory pieces, hickory sticks, and keep it going for I don't know how long.
Months or more.
Smoke all
for a long time smoking.
And it'd make delicious smoked tams. It'd make delicious smoked tams.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What about this, say if a man, talking about a widow woman, what about if the woman's husband hasn't died, he's just up and left her? Have you ever heard her called anything in that situation?
Called a widow.
Have you ever heard people use the expression, she's a grass widow?
Yeah, grass widow. I don't know where the grass comes from, but
that's what I was going to ask you about.
I don't know that, but I heard them call them grass widow.
And that's a woman whose husband has left?
Yeah, left her. She's a grass widow. If he dies, she's just a widow. But the way he goes off and leaves her, he's called a grass widow. I don't know what he's called. Deserter, I reckon.
I reckon.
Son of a bitch runner.
What about around here if a woman was having a baby and there wasn't a doctor around? Was there somebody you could call?
Yeah, a midwife.
Do you know anybody that was a midwife?
Yeah, I knew we had a midwife. We had one in our family. My grandmother on my mother's side was a midwife, and she's a good one. She didn't charge nothing for her work. She just go, and of course she'd give us something, you know. But she's always a good hand, and she could go and stay with the lady until the lady able to get up, which would be 9 days. Now they get them up in 20 minutes after they have the baby. Mm. But then they waited 9 days before the woman would ever get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother would stay there.